One of the most fascinating episodes in this week's parsha is the, I guess you call it the consecration of Moshe, where he sees the burning bush, right? Snebo Erba Esh, and he goes to check it out, and Hashem first talks to Moshe. Moshe first becomes a shliach of Hashem in this incident of the sneh. What's this? So, on the one hand, on the simplest level, like, what's the significance of this particular, like, why didn't a voice just ring out from heaven? Why? So on the simplest level, just so it would be a big miracle, that it's burning and isn't consumed, so Moshe would see that it's really God, because a miracle happened against the laws of nature. But still we wonder, like, why this particular miracle, and not, you know, there could have been, Hashem could think of a gazillion miracles, why it's particularly this? So Rashi says that it's a remez to Moshe about himself. That it's very, you can be very afraid. Go to Paro and demand Paro will kill you on the spot, off of his head. So Shem says, no, just like the sneh is my shliach, and even though it's on fire, it's still saved, and it's not going to be hurt. If you're my shliach, you'll go to Paro, and he'll tell the guy to kill you, etc., etc., like happened earlier in the story, according to the Medrash, and you won't be hurt. The Rav darshened in a different way this sneh once, and he said that it's not a symbol for Moshe. Rather, it's a symbol for Am Yisrael. Belabas Eish Mitoch HaSneh says, you just look at the Sneh. From the outside, it looks like a regular Sneh, nothing special. Inside it, there's some special miraculous power. And Hashem's Vedar Mitoch HaSneh. It's just a bush. It's a thorn. Like, a bush is like nothing, right? It's not even like a tree that gives good fruit or something useful or edible. It's just like Ilan Srak. It's just like a useless tree. But inside it, there's this tremendous divine power and this holy fire and Hashem's voice inside it. There's this hidden secret of Ruchnius. He says, what was Moshe's challenge here? The Rav says, Moshe's biggest challenge wasn't, I'm afraid Paro will kill me. You know what? Moshe is, he's a very holy person. And he's a very firm person. And he's willing to be Noser Nefesh for Hashem. That wasn't his biggest problem. The biggest problem sometimes a leader has is frustration. And what's frustration? Not frustration, Chas V'Shalom with Hashem. We know Hashem can do anything, but a leader has to lead people. And what happened to Moshe? He was trying to help the Jews before Hashem told him anything. Right? The first thing he did when he became a Gadol, and when he went out in the world, is to try and help his fellow Jews. And what happened when he tried to help his fellow Jews? It backfired on him, and the Jews themselves told on him and criticized him and refused to listen to him. He tried to save one Jew. He tried to save another Jew and teach them not to fight. And what do? They just criticized him, and they told and they slandered him to Paro, and they totally disappointed him. And that's where Rashi goes to the Medrash, says, I don't think the Jews should be redeemed. They have no zechuyos. He lost his faith in the Jewish people because their behavior was so bad. And what is Hashem? And you see here also, Moshe says, but they won't believe me, right? In the snare, after Hashem reveals himself. Moshe's problem is he didn't have faith in the Jewish people. So the Rav says, what's Hashem telling Moshe? Hashem's telling Moshe, no, the Jewish people might be a snare. It looks like a snare, just a useless tree, a desert, garbage, etc. But that's inside, Balabas Eish, in the lave of the Jewish people, there's a holy fire, not a regular fire. There's a fire in a Shemayim. There's the presence of Hashem. There's the Shechina inside. Inside the Jewish people, if you just look a little deeper, you'll see they'll really believe you. Moshe keeps saying, they won't believe me. And Hashem said, V'shamul kolecha, they will believe you. V'he'eminu, and they will believe you. And that's what Hashem tells Moshe. To be a leader, it's not enough to have faith in Hashem. It's not enough to just have faith in yourself. The ikar to be a leader, you have to have faith in the people and see that you can't be naive and think there's nothing, no challenges to face. Obviously there are challenges, but you have to see that the challenges are on the outside. Inside, in the lave, Balabas Eish, inside is the holy fire of Hashem, and is really the Kedusha of every Jew. And once Moshe learned that, he was ready to be a leader. I'll just point out, a little biographically, historically, that the Rav was not the only Gadol, he was unique, who came to America in the beginning of the 20th century. Many Gedolei Olam rabbis moved who were Gedolei Olam in Yerushalayim and in Prishos and in Talmud Torah, like who we never heard of in our lives. And they were the Rav in some place in Trenton and in some place in Wyoming or Minnesota or wherever it is. And they never did anything in America because they just said, the American Jews, we can't save them. Forget it. The American Jews are hopeless. We're never going to make them from in America. And the Rav this is not just a drasha about Moshe. The uniqueness of the Rav and a few other people, only a few other famous people whose names I'm sure you've heard, the uniqueness of the Rav is that he came to America and he says, whatever we did in Brisk, we can do in America also. I know the American Jews look shallow and assimilating and uncaring, but inside you just need to teach them properly, you just need to explain to them Al Pilundas and Amkos what the Torah really means, and they can really rise to the highest heights. And you see from the Talmidim, the Rav, that it worked. And that's what you need to be a Jewish leader.